Welcome to 40 Days with Christ, Day 3. Our goal? In less than 5 minutes to provide you with a timeless truth worth thinking about throughout the rest of your day. Let us know how we're doing. My email address is mark@40dayswithchrist.com. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, please open our hearts and minds so that we are receptive to the truth we find in your holy scripture about your son Jesus. May our way of thinking increasingly align more properly with the way of thinking that you have in mind for us. May our way of living more accurately align with your pathway of true life. We thank you for your incredible love. For even while we were disobedient and rebellious, you still gave so much in order to call us back into a right relationship with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reading from Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." During his time on earth, Jesus spent time with, even ate meals with, people who had not been living right with God. Surprised? The religious leaders of the day certainly were. In fact, it bothered them, enough for them to ask why he would do such a thing. Many times Jesus spoke in parables, even sometimes in riddles, but in this instance he was very clear, straightforward, to the point. Healthy people, he said, don't need a doctor. Sick people need a doctor. Then he said his mission was to call sinners back to a right relationship with God. Some of the harshest words Jesus spoke were to religious people who thought they were somehow already good enough to earn the approval of God. And some of the most compassionate words he ever spoke were to those already painfully aware of their shortcomings and their need for forgiveness. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being willing to associate with people beneath your position. Thank you for leaving your exalted position in heaven and taking the form of a servant here on this earth for us. Even our greatest acts of righteousness are like filthy rags when compared to the surpassing goodness of your perfection. May we never forget that no matter how religious we are all sinners in need of the forgiveness that only you give. And it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day, and I hope we see you again tomorrow for day number 4 of our ongoing series, 40 Days with Christ.